giver of all things, you are the source of all that we are and all that we have. Surround us with your loving spirit that we might be bearers of your love for the world. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Sabahir, Kif Heilek, Hamdulillah, Hamdulillah. Good morning. How are you? Praise be to God. Praise be to God. I thought I'd start off with some Arabic because it's Pentecost. So I'm sure you all understood when I spoke in Arabic. You know. But it's good to be here today. As you can see, I wore my orange for... I hope Pear is watching right now. He can give me the power of the orange, you know, through Pear. So, but I'd like to start off today with something a little funny. There was a mom that went and knocking on her son's door and said, "You got to get up. You got to get up, son. It's Sunday. You got to go to church." "I don't want to go to church." "Come on. You got to go. It's Sunday. Those people, they don't like me." She says, "Come on. You got to go." And son said, "Well, give me one good reason why I should go to church." And she said, "Well, you're the pastor." So, today I'm going to talk to you about one of the happiest days of my life and probably the happiest day of my son Zach's life. Before I start, I'd like to give you a little background. My son Zach went to Kennedy High School, graduated in, I think, 2015. And when he was there, he had one of his friends, and he had a girlfriend from Jefferson. You know, I don't know about this Kennedy Jefferson stuff, but she was from Jefferson. So they had a little softball team, so Zach got to know this girl named Morgan. And after they graduated from high school, Zach went off to college. Morgan went off to some beauty school up in Plymouth. But Zach would go up there and get his hair cut because it was free. So, he went up there at the end of his first semester in December, and she was cutting his hair, and she said, "You know, there's this girl that is going to school here with me, and she went to Jefferson, too. I think you guys would get along pretty good." So he introduced Zach to Emily, and they've been together ever since. So, when I thought of that, they've been going together for 7 years. They've been dating for 4 years. They moved in together, and then they bought a house together. And this is where my message to Zach and Emily at their wedding starts. So what you hear now is exactly what I told them. So you can be a part of the audience that's there for their wedding. So I started with, yes, Zach and Em have been together for 7 years. And I remember the day, it was a Thursday night, because Zach and I always go to the Eagles Club on Thursdays because they have poker. So yes, that father-son thing. So we're out in the parking lot after poker, and he was talking, and he came up to me and said, "Dad, I got to tell you something." And as a parent, when your child comes up to you and goes, "I got to tell you something," you're going, "Is somebody pregnant, or did you lose your job, or something like that?" Well, he said, "Dad, Emily and I are going to get married." So I said, "That's great. That's great." I said, "Are you going to have it in a church?" Because Zach went here. Emily went to St. Luke's. So, I'm, you know, good Lutherans there. I said, "Are you going to have it in a church?" And he stood there and go, "Nope." And a few of the people that were there started to laugh. And then I said, "Well, are you going to have a pastor?" And he sat there. "Nope." And a few more people laughed. And I said, "Well, who's going to do it?" Well, this Morgan, the friend, was going to do it. She had got online with one of these certificates or whatever that you can marry people. So she's going to do the service. And I said, "Well, is she going to have a message or anything like that?" "Nope." And she's just going to do the vows. I said, "Well, I got to do something here. You know, Nancy would want some message, some scripture, something in the wedding." And he said, "Well, that's all right." I said, "Well, is that something that I can do for you? And I kind of looked at some stuff anticipating Zach getting married. And I said, Joe, can I do some scripture for you or some message? He said, yeah, Dad. But can you do me a favor? Don't do the message on that scripture that talks about love being patient and kind. So everybody laughed. The whole place, you're supposed to laugh on that one, okay? So everybody laughed in the place, and I'm just kind of going, my head's kind of going, you know, these are serious questions that I'm asking them. Church, pastor, message. So I said, he said, yeah, that's fine, Dad. But I said, when you look at what I just read as far as the scripture up there, what I'm looking at is just the last sentence. Of these three, faith, hope, and love, the greatest of these is love. Now, this doesn't mean that faith isn't great, and this doesn't mean that hope isn't great. All three of these are great things. Maybe love's a little bit greater, but they're all great things. And faith, hope, and love is the foundation of any marriage that you have. First, you have love. You wouldn't be here if you didn't love each other. And it's not a love that you go, hey, I love you, babe. It's a love that says, I love you so much that I want to be with you the rest of my life. That's a pretty strong love. And then you have faith. Faith and trust in each other and faith in God. And hope. Sharing each other's hopes and dreams. So you have this faith, hope, and love. And I kind of look at it as like if you have a tabletop that's marriage. And you have these columns of faith, hope, and love. And there's one word that makes this bond stronger. It's like little reinforcing rods or something between those to make it stronger. And that word is promise. You promise to love. You promise to have faith. You promise to have hope. And then I said a little story. I said there was this little boy, this little 10-year-old boy. I guess you know who that 10-year-old boy is. And I had put a basketball hoop behind our garage. And we used our neighbor's driveway because it was flat. Our driveway was inclined, so he couldn't use it. So we used it there for the kids to shoot baskets. And I'd go out there and shoot baskets with Zach sometimes. And once in a while, we'd play this game called Around the World. I don't know if anybody's played it, where you pick like 7 spots, shoot the baskets, and if you do it without missing, it's around the world, yay. Once in a while, I'd say, Zach, if you do Around the World, I'll give you a whole dollar, enough to buy maybe a pack of Pokemon cards or something. So we did that. One day, I don't know what got over me. I don't know if I was cocky. I don't know if I didn't have faith in Zach. But I said, Zach, if you do Around the World, I will give you $80. Not $8. $80. $80 if you do Around the World. So he started. I thought the first one was going to go over the roof of the garage. He'd be so nervous. Well, he made 6 straight. So he was at the last spot. It was at the base of the steps going up to our neighbors. It was like a 3-point shot. And the problem was the telephone wires were kind of coming through there, so you couldn't get it over the top, so it had to be kind of a line drive. So I'm sitting there, and he's setting himself, and he shoots. And it was like in the movies where you see like the slow motion thing just kind of going along, and swish. Went through the hoop. I think Zach jumped 3 feet up in the air. It was the best day of his life. And then I came to a point in my life as a dad with this promise. I had made a promise to my son that I would pay him $80 if he did this. Now, what kind of dad would I be if I said, oh, no, I was just goofing with you. Here's $5. Be happy. I had made a promise to my son. What kind of man would I want him to grow up to be? A man that makes promises and breaks promises? And Zach and Emily, you're here today. And what would it be if he broke the promises that you have for each other? So, I did pay him the $80, but I had to negotiate with him. I had to pay him $20 for 4 months. So, got through that. So, and then I turned to Zach and Emily and I said, this is your $80 promise to each other. And then I ended by saying I loved him, Nancy loved him, and God loved him. So how does that affect us here today? You know, I'd like, if we have couples here, I'd like you to turn to your spouse and say, I love you, I have faith in you, I have hope in you. And what about some of us who have lost our spouses? You know, that's what we had to get through our marriages, was faith, hope, and love. So, I'd like to end with a song. It's a song, it's an Arabic song, it's an English song, but I've translated it into Arabic. And I don't know if some of you have heard it, but it's Rejoice in the Lord Always. I don't know if you've ever heard, Rejoice in the Lord Always, and again I say rejoice. So you can sing it in English, and I'll sing it in Arabic. So if you're ready to go, if Ruby Rabi Dam and Wahakulu Ifrahu, if Ruby Rabi Dam and Wahakulu Ifrahu, if Ruhu, Walakulu Ifrahu, if Ruhu, Wahakulu Ifrahu. Hamdulillah, hamdulillah. Praise be to God, praise be to God. Amen.